Time to see what's happening at the historic 4th Street Theater in downtown Moberly. Scott McGarvey joins me in studio. So are you out there chiseling and hammering away? Oh. That's not part of your job, is it?
No.
They don't want you to do that.
I'm not on the genie lift this morning, although I did drive by, and they are out there. We're talking about the restoration of the facade there at the theater.
Yeah, they're working away. So what's going on?
So this is the ongoing process of a building that was built in 1913. The facade is really the crown of the building. You know, we could create the inside. You can spend a lot of money and recreate that, but man, you can't recreate that facade. And so we're trying to maintain what we have. And we had some work done a number of years ago, and this is a follow-up to that. I said to somebody, if you've ever had a facial peel, that's what's happened to the front of our building. That terracotta and that plaster has just released its top layer, and we've got to have that replaced. So they are literally going through every square inch of that facade, cleaning it, removing the old surface, and then applying a new surface. Mid-Continental Restoration of Kansas City is doing the work for us. They're a regional masonry repair group based out of KC. They've got locations around the region. And they do this kind of work all over for buildings just like ours, and we're really grateful to have them as part of the work that's being done there.
What's the timeline? How long will this take?
You know, they said 4 to 6 weeks, trying to give themselves some wiggle room. We'll see how things go. As they get into the cracks and the crevices, they open up new, just with anybody who's done restoration work or remodeling work, you know. You find one little piece, and then you're like, oh, well, maybe we need to add something here. So 4 to 6 weeks is what we're looking at.
I hope I don't stump you. So how that facade, how long does that go back then?
That's the beginning. That goes all the way back to the early 1900s.
Yeah.
That was the original facade of the building. So the fact that it's still standing and we haven't lost pieces of it. I say that we have. So if you've been inside the building, we've got Leah. I call her Leah on the outside, the face. And then we've got Leo, I call him Leo, on the inside above the stage. So we have these two matching faces, male and female faces. And Leah is obviously the more attractive of the two. Mm-hmm. Leo's got kind of an angry look to him.
Yeah.
But we want to keep her looking good. And yeah. That grand lady of the theater, we want to keep that facade looking good. And so we're taking... you know, we're a nonprofit organization, and so this was not something that we planned on doing. But as pieces were peeling off, we said, well, we're going to have to take a run at this. So we're about midway through our goal of fundraising, and we have folks that showed up actually at our last event we had with the Beatles, and we made an appeal and raised a couple $1,000s
just right there.
And some folks felt good and wrote some checks, and so I was very grateful for that. And so we're headed toward that goal. A little north of 50,000 is what it's going to cost us to get that taken care of. Okay. And it's going to look beautiful, and the guys at Mid-Continental Restoration say it's going to last, it's going to put another life on it. So that's
all right.
Good.
All right, so if folks would like to make a donation, how should they do?
Sure, they can reach out to us at info@4thstreettheater.org. You can always call us at 833-4408 or just drop a check in the mail to P.O. Box 185, P.O. Box 185, Moberly.
All right.
And, of course, because it was a nonprofit organization, we'll get you a receipt back in the mail and make that tax deductible for you. So looking forward to seeing the results of that.
No doubt. Okay, Scott McGarvey with us. We're talking about the historic 4th Street Theater. You got a memorial coming up.
We do. You know, this is an interesting thing. We talk about rentals, and we talk about opportunities for people to use the theater. We have the blues jam that happens, and we're gonna that's happened in the past. We're gonna bring that back in the fall. But this See, this is going to be October 19th. We've got the Richie V Memorial Band Jam, and doors open at 7. This is a local guy who was really interested in music, was a player himself, and so this is a group of guys who are willing to come together and just do a memorial jam for him in his memory. And the folks at HLL Motorsports are part of that and making that possible. So it's an open time. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. $5 to get you in the door. There's a cash bar and concessions. And it's going to be just packed with good musicians. The stage is going to be full of guys. Kind of a similar kind of thing that we do the blues jam, but it's just going to be an open mic night. And the set list is shaping up. It's going to be a broad cross-section of genres. So come out, celebrate Richie V's life at the Memorial Band Jam at the 4th Street on October 19th.
All right. This past Friday, you had a classic movie night. When is your next one?
We did. Last time was, I don't know, last time I've seen West Side Story. Yes, yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen it all the way through. But we had a good turnout for that. And coming up, November 1st, First Friday, classic movie, Gunfight at the OK Corral, Burt Lancaster. Mr. Douglas is going to take it out.
Mm.
Once again, circle the wagons.
See how it turns out this time.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a new ending. You'll have to come and find out. Free popcorn and see if there's a new ending to the Gunfight at the OK Corral.
All right. Classic movie night, first Friday of the month at the 4th Street Theater. How'd the Beatles show turn out?
Oh, we had a great show. You know, these guys, Missouri artists, these are Missouri performers, helped the Missouri Arts Council helped sponsor that event. Had a really good turnout and fantastic music. We had folks from out of town that were here and said, "Oh, look, the Beatles are in town. We'll come see it." Mm-hmm. And as they were walking out, they were like, "That was a fabulous show." So if you get a chance in the future to hear the Abbey Road Warriors, if you see them someplace, if you're in St. Louis or points further afield, definitely pick them up. Great group of guys, hardworking musicians, loaded out in a driving rainstorm. I don't know if you remember, that was a massive rainstorm. Mm. No complaints. They're just hardworking guys.
Well, that's good. Great stuff.
It was good. Good show.
Sound like word's getting out about the 4th Street Theater.
It is.
Things are happening.
It is. It's so nice to have guys like Abbey Road who have played all over. Walk into our venue and say, "Man, this is a beautiful place." Well, back whenever Elvis was the Elvis guy and Johnny mm-hmm. Cash, those performers mm-hmm. were here. The radio station sponsored that. They have played all over the country, and they walked in and said, "You guys have just a gorgeous venue. Sound is fantastic, and the venue is a beautiful space to have a show on." So. Moberly has a beautiful space to have great music.
All right. Thanks for dropping by.
Yep.
Scott McGarvey joining us with an update on the historic 4th Street Theater in Moberly. Coming up, Bible Talk with Matt Brownfield in just a moment.
Doors are being slammed in your face.